The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Welcome back inside the Pajanga Arena. The Barracuda are shut out for the first time this season. They fall 3-0 against the goals for San Diego. They get 27 stops from Billy Husso, his second perfect game in blank sheet of the season. His 17th of his AHL career, as San Diego in the process snaps a four-game skid. They were 0-3-1 over their last four. They pick up their second win of the year for the Barracuda. With the loss, they are now 0-2 on the road. They have scored just one goal on the road, and their overall record now 2-4 on the season. San Diego with the victory tonight. They improve now to 2-3-1 on the young campaign. Final shots, 35-27 in favor of the goals. And the goals finish the game on the power play, going 1-4. Barracuda 0-5 on the advantage. Well, from the opening faceoff, the Barracuda were a little bit out of sorts. In fact, they take two minor penalties in the opening 5 minutes. The first was a bench minor for too many men. The second was a trip against Quentin Musty. And on the second power play of the game, the San Diego goals would break the ice and get the game's first goal on a tally by Igor Sidorov. Washi and Phillips pick up the assist. Time of the goal at 5:43. And that goal in the opening 6 minutes would turn out to be the game winner. Sidorov is second of the year, second straight game with a power play goal. And the goals would jump out to that 1-0 lead. San Diego still on the power play for another 35 seconds. Phillips with the puck. In tight is played. Save made by Carrier. Follow-up chance. They score. Sidorov punches home the loose puck. It's a power play goal for San Diego. And for the Barracuda, they have now given up a power play goal in each and every game this season. Make it six straight. Sidorov cleans up the loose puck that it hit off the post on the near side. Funnels it through Carrier. It's a power play goal. Time of the goal for Sidorov at the 5:43 mark of period number one. So the Barracuda have now given up a power play goal in all six games this year. They have also given up the game's first goal in all six. So they have played from behind in every single game this year. Not a great recipe, and unfortunately, that early goal was a hole San Jose could just not dig their way out of. Goals would outshoot the Barracuda 17-9 in the first period. They would go 1-2 on the power play. That was the lone goal from Sidorov at the 5:43 mark. They'd have another chance late in the first. The veteran defenseman McEwen coming down the right wing side, but Gabe Carrier would come up with this save to keep it at just a one-goal deficit after 20. So congratulations to the 23-year-old. Here's a late chance. McEwen working in, and a blocker stop by Carrier. Good save by Gabe Carrier right at the tail end of that first period. In the second, the Barracuda would really play quite well through the first 15 or so minutes of that second period. They were the better team, without a doubt, but they could not beat goaltender Billy Husso. They would come oh so close as Lucas Carlson would rip one off the pipe. It would stay out. The puck would transition back the other way. And after a San Jose giveaway, it was the goals who would score. Tim Washi, who was in on the first goal, would cash in his second of the season. Time of the goal at 14:59 of period number two. And the goals would jump out to a 2-0 lead. Only capable of it. Here's a chance maybe for the Cuda Regenda. Got it for Carlson. Shoots he at the post. Oh, what a chance there for Carlson. But he ripped it off the post. Gets it back. Tried to tap it in front for Ostapchuk. That was partially tipped. What a chance there for Lucas Carlson. He beat Husso flush on the far side, but he hit the pipe. 5:12 left here in the second period. Back in deep. Carrier is going to pull cue the puck along. Regenda now behind Chernyshov. Give it away. Phillips has it. Right dot holding. Throws in front. They score. A chance for the Barracuda. On one end, they hit the post. And then Tim Washi able to tuck home a loose puck that was tight rope in the goal line. And the San Diego goals have a 2-0 lead here in the second period.
That was a big goal for San Diego as the Barracuda were pushing to tie it up. They hit a post. It remains a 1-0 lead, and then Washi tucks in a loose puck from in tight to give San Diego a 2-0 lead. They would carry that two-goal advantage into the third, and in the third, around the three-minute mark to go in the game, the Barracuda down by two would pull goaltender Gabe Carrier. Unfortunately, they would enter the zone for a mere moment before turning the puck over. Carrier had already scampered over to the bench. Washi would come out the puck, and he would easily skate it to a wide-open net and put it home for the third and final goal for San Diego to seal the win. Here in the third, there goes Gabe Carrier for the extra attacker. Bad decision picked up, and Washi puts it into an open net. Carrier left for the extra attacker, and the Barracuda turn the puck over immediately, and that's about as easy as it comes. For Washi, he's got his second of the night, second straight goal. It's a 3-0 San Diego lead. 17:04, the time of that goal for Washi, is third of the game from Brouillard and Warren. So Washi finishes with 3 points, two goals and an assist in the win as the San Diego goals snap a four-game skid. Barracuda, unfortunately, have now dropped 4 of 5. They are 2-4 on the season. San Diego picks up its second win. They are 2-3-1 on the year. This is the first game on the 8-game season series. So for the goals, they're right back at it tomorrow in Coachella Valley. The Barracuda are off until Friday. They will host Ontario for a pair of games at TechCU Arena. Game length tonight, 2 hours 36 minutes, 4,425 sought. The winning goaltender is Ville Husso. Husso with the win, his second shutout of the year. His 17th of his career, he is now 2-3 on the year for the goals. Losing goaltender Gabe Carrier still searching for his first victory of the season. As Carrier, he allows 3-on-35, given no run support tonight. And unfortunately for Carrier, he falls to now 0-3 on this season. These teams will meet up again in November in this building on another Wednesday, so the Barracuda will come back down here for a single game next month. They're back home for two, and then they hit the road for five starting on November the 4th in Ontario, then Calgary, and then Abbotsford. Barracuda will look to get back on track on Friday as they host Ontario. We are on the air starting at 6:30 with our pregame show, CUDA Countdown, and you can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey, and of course, find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app as well. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star for the San Diego goals is Matt Phillips. Phillips was in on San Diego's first two goals, finished the night with a couple of assists for the veteran forward, a plus one rating, and one shot on net. He is the number three star. The number two star for the San Diego goals is Tim Washi. The 24-year-old rookie finished the game with 3 points, had two goals and an assist. He is the number two star. And the number one star for the San Diego goals is Ville Husso. Husso, now in his career against the Barracuda, has a lifetime record of 5-3. He's perfect since joining the San Diego goals last year against San Jose. He picks up the win, and he is the number one star, making 27 stops. That does it for our broadcast. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Whether you listened or you watched, we certainly do appreciate it. And we hope you join us again on Friday when the Barracuda return back home to TechCU Arena. We will once again be on the air with our pregame coverage starting at 6:30. Until Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you again of tonight's final score. The goals 3 and the Barracuda nothing. We'll say so long and good night from the Pechanga Arena in San Diego.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.